Hello, ladies. Welcome to this episode of the She Boss Cafe podcast, where we are single-mindedly focused on helping women entrepreneurs not only build strong and successful businesses, but to make certain that they are healthy and happy and in love with what they're doing and with their life. And that's why I'm so excited to have our guest today here with us. We have Kate Furness from Kate Furness Coaching. She is a clarity coach, and I love that word, clarity coach, because I think being clear on anything that you're doing in your life is the first step to being successful. And so Kate focuses with her clients on something called understanding their human design. And if you know, you know. Either like you're fully aware of what human design is, or you've never heard of it. And either way, you are in the right place, because Kate's going to kind of give us an understanding of it. And then we're going to dive into practical applications of the value of knowing your human design. So Kate, thank you so much for being with us here today. I really appreciate you coming. Tell the audience a little bit more about yourself so they understand your background.
So I've had my own business for over 16 years. Been a life coach during part of that time. And it's just been in the last 4 or 5 years that I've shifted into using human design in my life coaching. And it is a completely fascinating, rich, deep system that people can be overwhelmed with right at first, but it's such a great way into personal growth, I've found.
Very cool. And when you and I started talking about this, you shared the fact that it's a mix of ancient and modern, you know, kind of sciences. Can you tell us a little bit about what is included to help us understand our human design?
Yes, absolutely. And just to give you a little bit of a context for it. So if you've done something like the Enneagram or that Myers-Briggs, it's a system that helps you to understand yourself. Now, those systems are, you know, you're self-reporting, you're going through a questionnaire. For human design, what you're doing is you're putting in your birth information, and you can get your free chart at jovianarchive.com. And it's, so all you need to do is put your birth time, your birth date, and your birthplace, and it will generate that free chart for you. You won't know what you're looking at. But at least you can have your chart at no cost to you, and you can do some exploration from there. But what you will notice, because those are the prompts to get the information, is that really astrology is a big part of that system. But it's not just astrology. It uses the Kabbalah, the I Ching, the Hindu Brahman chakra system, brings in some quantum physics. You know, it's a mix of these different wisdom traditions, and it pulls together into the visual form that's called the body graph, which is very unique and striking. And it's taken me, I continue to learn and deepen my knowledge of this, but there's so much richness to how are you meant to operate in the world. When you can understand that, you get like that personal operating manual for yourself, which means that you are being more effective in where you're putting your energy. And then you can let go of some of those things that really aren't meant for you. Those rules you might've been playing by for so many years that you're like, wait a second, do I really need to go by this or not? And it opens up a lot of choice points.
Very cool. You know what I love about living in this era, in this day and time, is that I think everyone is now becoming awakened to the idea that there's more than just the surface of who we are. And like you said, there's great personality tests as well, but there's some innate things about how we are designed that go even deeper than that. And I loved when you did the reading for me, which was so generous, and you showed me the diagram. It reminded me of a subway system and how energy flows, like you said, through chakras and different parts of your body. It just was fascinating. I could see why it would take a while to understand how to do this. How long have you been at this, Kate?
So it first came across my path, and I'm a lifelong learner. So I was like, Kate, do you really need another certification? And I tried to ignore it, but then it just followed me. And so I finally just surrendered to it and went deep, dove into it. It's been 4 or 5 years now. and still richness, which is super fun as a lifelong learner, which I imagine you are as well.
Definitely. I find most entrepreneur women, that's one thing we share in common. We all have the value of like we are curious and we want to learn more and know more. Before we got on and started recording the podcast, Kate was just pointing out to our audience members, based on what she knew of them, what their human design category, would you call it a category, Kate?
It's called a type. So there's five different types, although technically manifesting generators and generators share the core type of generator. So I don't want
Gotcha.
to get too much in the weeds with the different terminology because it can be like learning a whole different language. But
Right.
suffice it to say that most of the people in the room here were generators or manifesting generators, which means that there is a consistent flow of energy for those things that we're passionate about. And it's a good thing to be able to be an energizer bunny, where you run into trouble is if you're saying yes to things that you really, if you asked yourself, do I have energy for this? If you're saying no, and then, but in real life, you're saying yes, that's drains and can lead to burnout for sure.
Right. So when we think about first understanding what type we are and what the characteristics of that type are, then aligning it with our behaviors. Is that where the practical application comes in?
Correct. So really you start with the type. The type is going to determine a certain factors, what your strategy is. So the main thing with human design is that you want to discover what your strategy is and what your inner authority is, which is inner authority is how do you make decisions? What's the best way to make decisions? And so those two things, you begin to do experiments on those and you'll find yourself aligned. And then that will lead to the right opportunities, the right timing, the right connections. It's when you're living your life as someone else, guess what? Those right connections and timings aren't happening. And it's frustrating to know how do I make this happen? But that's the whole point. You don't make it happen. You become aligned, you become joyful, you discover how you operate, and then you can let go of all the rest. And experience ease, peace in who you are.
So, Kate, the process of understanding yourself starts with knowing what type you are. And then it sounds like being aware of how that type is speaking to you in when you're making decisions and such. How does coaching come into play? Because I think about if I go to an astrologer and I have my chart read, they give me this long, list of this day you should do this, and this day you want to be aware of that. How do you, as a coach, work with someone to, in essence, implement? No, maybe that's not the right word.
No, it absolutely makes total sense because you can, if you're someone who's, excited by human design and you want to go off and learn the whole system, that's awesome. Really, you're doing your own experiments. But most people don't have, they say it takes 7 years to really learn it. They don't have that amount of time to learn a whole new language and methodology. And so that's when you connect up with me because I'm like that physical therapist that you're going to when you need to strengthen your leg or something because you've got injured. I'm going to direct you to the specific pieces that you can do to regain vitality or to shift your posture and form, right? It's going to be very much customized and personalized. And I bring in my intuition to the process as well. And so there's that little bit of intuitive magic of, okay, I'm telling stories. I don't know why I'm saying what I'm saying, but the person's like, oh my gosh, how did you know to say that? I'm like, who knows? But when I'm in the flow, it's so much fun.
I know when you were doing my reading, I was like, how do you know that about me? We don't know each other well enough now that you would know that is how I react in a certain situation. What was so beautiful was the way that you said, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you consider this, it would do this for you. And that is just invaluable for someone to know.
Yes, absolutely. I was talking to someone today who's an absolute rock star at promoting other people. And she goes in there and she does marketing stuff and she's excellent at it. But she's shifting her business to be speaking for herself, to be doing her own projects. But her design is such that that is always going to be awkward for her. So what do? You find a different strategy. I said, make a highlight, have someone make a highlights reel of all the things that you've done. Have a social media post that say, where in the world is, fill in her name, as a way to bring people's attention to your work where you're not the one needing to say it yourself. So there's always little shifts that a person can make in order to accomplish what they want to accomplish. But she could spend a lot of time beating herself up and wondering, what's wrong with me that I can't promote myself? I've got all of this experience. I know I've got confidence. So what's the resistance that's at play here? So it can be really, really useful to know your human design to get at the right strategy to overcome the challenges that you're having.
That's an outstanding example of a business application. How about money? Like, I think about a lot of people have issues with money, both personal and business. Have you seen where human design and understanding your human design has really helped in that aspect of their lives?
I think it comes down to feeling like you have to prove your worth, prove your value. And of course, everyone is valuable. Everyone has their beautiful, unique combination of talents and skills and their human design and their life experience and all of that. And so, even if they're doing the same type of work, even if they're a coach and someone else is a coach, they're going to have their own spin on it. So, the worth piece, proving your worth, often comes when you're in a situation where you're maybe new to it and you feel like you need to conform into a certain way of being. And so, seeing what the thoughts are, we call this conditioning in human design. What are the party lines that we've been thinking? I only count if I make X amount of money. Or the only way to be successful is if I'm sitting at a desk from 8 to 6 every day. People are not all designed to do things in that way. So the worth piece, the money piece often comes down to I feel like I'm supposed to be someone else. And that's where you get to turn it around, know what you are supposed to be like, lean into that, kind of experiment with different ways of being. And pretty soon, you're just standing in the knowledge of your passion, your value, and it kind of takes care of itself. And that's a little hard to believe is possible when you're in the pain of it.
Yeah, I get that. You and I have talked a little bit about NLP and the subconscious and the decisions that we've made way back when we were children and how they're currently affecting us, right? So it's like this thread, this underlying thread that's living inside of us. But by understanding your human design, are you able to identify whether or not that's a current thought process or if it's something that came from way back and be able to open up the subway system for the energy to flow based on where it came from? Is that a fair question to ask?
Well, I mean, again, I just recently, a couple hours ago, talked to somebody, and she is just this beautiful, creative person who's making the kinds of connections in ideas that nobody else can make. And so she's had some ADHD going on. And what that means is she's enthusiastic. And sometimes when you're enthusiastic and you've got the ADHD going on, people can take advantage of that. And she was having a problem with her intellectual property not being secure. So, yes, she's stepping out on her own. And there's this old story, who knows how late long ago it started, of I'm not safe, or I need to be on high alert and hypervigilant to protect myself. And so we were looking in the chart at how can she support herself? I said, you got to get a bulldog. You need a bulldog who's going to go in there and protect you, be the protector. Because until you've got that security, you're going to feel too vulnerable to step forward. You're going to feel like you're these bad things are going to happen. Whether that's a conscious thing, it's probably not a conscious thing. It's an unconscious thing. I have another example of this, how this can show up in unexpected ways. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Okay. So I was talking with somebody who is, she's a creative and she runs classes for other creatives and children and et cetera. And she's renting this space and she said, I can't figure out why I'm dragging my feet. Why am I not moving forward? Because I need to make money, all of this stuff. Well, we looked into her chart and she has an area in the emotional solar plexus that's open. So she's absorbing other people's intense emotions and it just feels like conflict and it's too much for her. Well, turns out that the person she shared the studio space with was someone who was highly volatile. And so she didn't know when that person was coming and going. And so she couldn't predict when she would feel good in the space that she was in. And so as soon as we connected the dots to maybe there's a piece here with that person that's keeping you from really being able to set a goal and move forward on it that has nothing to do with your ability to follow through, right? And she's like, okay, that makes total sense. She felt a resonance within her that told her that, oh, this is the heart of the issue. And that's what's so powerful is being able to see and identify that. So then you can solve it.
Oh, that's fascinating. It is. It's like without, in the absence of having all of the information you need to make a decision, sometimes you make it based on gut instinct or on, you know, what you have at hand. But it sounds like understanding your human design adds more depth to what you have to work with when you're making decisions so that you can understand what the right direction to go. Is that fair? Is that a good way to?
Yes, and I have another example as well, right? I mean, how many of us allow ourselves to rest? Okay, right. So there's different answers to that. Many of us busy, high-achieving women are giving ourselves conditional rest. So I'll rest when X is done, or I'll rest, but I feel guilty when I do it, or I'll only rest when I fall over dead, or,
Hope not.
I
That's
want to, you know what,
possible.
I'm exaggerating, but, or I try to rest, but my mind won't slow down. Right. So these are some of the things that can happen when you have that signal of I'm tired, I'm moving towards burnout, or maybe in burnout. So this person was completely tapped out. She had been in her job for decades, never enjoyed it, which made me sad, of course, but she was having such physical issues that even riding in the car was causing her to have hours of pain. And so she knew she needed to reduce her hours. She switched her job. She negotiated a new position within the company. But guess what? She brought herself to the new position. And so some of the same behaviors that was causing her to get into this place of just extreme depletion was happening again. And when we looked at her design, so if I had said to her, oh, light some candles, honey, you know, take a bath, go for a walk, blah, 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 right? We hear
Or a
all that
glass of
stuff
wine.
and it might, right? And it may help, but not at the point when you're tapped out like she was. There's just, there's nothing else. So how do you move through that? How do you move out of it? So when I looked at her chart, what I saw was someone who really isn't meant. She's a projector type. So she's not meant to be the Energizer bunny. But she was able to force herself to push through because she had the will center. Again, you don't need to know what that is, but she had that defined. So that means that she was making her follow through because she's a person of her word. So when she commits to something, she does it. Period. End of story. And that's how she's been getting through over these decades. But now she can't anymore. The other key part of her design is that she is, you make an agreement. The agreements that you make together are ones that you honor. She expects those to be honored. She doesn't go into agreements lightly. So when she was told, yes, this other position is going to be fewer hours and less responsibility and all of that, she believed them. And so they weren't doing the agreement that they promised. So when you think about this problem of being burned out, tapped out, and how do you resolve it, right? Not with the candles, not with some meditation. She said to herself, oh, I know all those things and I've tried them, but then I just can't keep them up. No, we have to understand the motivation, the drive. The drive is I follow up on the commitments that I make. The drive is I take my agreement seriously. It's a different way to solve the issue than just saying yes and no or whatever. So you see how powerful that can be in renegotiating what is it about the commitments that are so important to me, exploring that, diving into that, questioning it, finding out what's true, still being that person because that's her integrity, but finding a way for her to also be part of the equation. And this is what the work that I do one-on-one with people is like, we're moving through how are they designed? How are they not designed? Things that they can let go of. And what's their purpose? How can they move into this powerful purpose in the world that feels, there's no better feeling, is there, than being in that groove, making an impact? That's who you serve, right? And that's
exactly
who I serve as well.
Oh, Kate, I love this. I love this. I was wondering why it was called human design. Like, why did they name it human design? But it's starting to make so much more sense. It's almost like the circuitry in your system that has to be aligned with your inside, needs to be aligned with your outside, how you show up. Otherwise, you're just putting a band-aid. What you described to me sounds like just putting a band-aid. Light a couple candles, do some meditation. Those are awesome things that you need to do. But if you don't take care of the inside wiring and how you're responding to things, it's never going to be a long-lasting, quote-unquote, cure.
Correct. Correct. And even making decisions. So I have another client who was taking in everyone else's expectations and energy, being a people pleaser, having the pressure to try to hurry up and get things done, having lots of anxiety around, am I going to be safe or not? Like, is this environment a problem? After COVID, she had long COVID. And so she was having a lot of sensations in her body, not knowing how to interpret those, not knowing how to address those. And so she got into this cycle of exhaustion and anxiety. And her life was just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And so what we were able to do is tune her in to her inner authority, which in this case was called the sacral authority. So it's a way that somebody asks you yes or no questions, and you can say uh-huh or uh-uh. And you're bypassing your brain, rationalizing and making up excuses. Certainly pros and cons lists are good to supplement the decision. But when you're tapped into that inner knowing, you don't have to force yourself to do things. You just follow through. And so she's tapped into that now. She knows what's for her and what's not for her. And it's incredibly powerful. And then she's learned that she doesn't have to be that people pleaser, right? So how does that show up? How does she delegate laundry to her kids? And she's made some incredible shifts, but she was also at that point of really being tapped out. And none of those little self-care band-aid type things was going to change it. And she didn't know how to get where she wanted to get. Initially, it was about finding relief. And now it's about living in her purpose. And she's coming up to a new position. She's happier than she's ever been in her life, more empowered. It's just such a pleasure to be walking alongside people during their journeys.
Kate, you are a gift. You really are. Thank you so much. If, ladies out there in the audience, if you recognize yourself in any one of these examples that Kate has shared with us today, which I know that I kind of fit most of them, you need to spend some time with her. Kate, where are they able to get in touch with you?
So I would direct them to katebarness.com, and there's info on how to set up a single session or just chat together or learn more about your type. I have a free brief around that. I encourage you to, if you're feeling the call, the pull, That's the piece. Pay attention to that because that's sending you in the direction of your best life.
That's the thing we all have to realize is when we hear something and it resonates, take action because there's a reason why it's hitting you the way it is right now. And there's no downside whatsoever to understanding your human design. It will add to your life. So thank you again, Kate Furness. Guys, I could talk to you. I know I could talk to Kate for another hour easily, but we've got an audience waiting for us to turn off our podcast mics and have an even deeper conversation. So if this type of information is valuable to you, I encourage you to come on in to the She Boss Cafe on the first and third Wednesdays of the month. We always have an amazing guest expert like Kate that goes deep into something that is very valuable to an entrepreneur. So come and join us. We have a lot of fun together in the cafe. And until we're together with you all again next time, you take care of yourselves. Have a great day.